Residents across the Will East, West, South, North, and Central counties of Northern Barkhazal State say they are going hungry. 43-year-old Monane, a resident of Apata village in Awil, is a budding son. He hopes to sell it to people who are building so he can raise money to buy food. And he says he finds it increasingly difficult to feed his 8 children. He says he has not had a regular job for about 10 years, so he has resorted to selling son in the local market to earn a little money to try to feed his family.
We are so vulnerable in this community, so we just accumulate the heap of sandy soil, as you see me doing it, for sale just for a living, because nobody comes for our rescue. And this sand we just put for sale takes days without being bought by people who need it for construction.
Awil resident James Oto says the ongoing food insecurity in the area is caused by high food prices in the market.
Just you are living like a human beings, but you are not free. One day you are happy, one day you are unhappy. Even we are cultivating, and the problem is we have nothing in the market, like food, commodities.
Traders here say even though the local currency has appreciated in value against the dollar in recent weeks, traders would operate at a loss if they reduced their prices. Deng Makolatian is the chairperson of the Northern Barkhazal State Chamber of Commerce. He says traders are not able to reduce food prices unless the government introduces a policy on the prices of goods.
When there is a competition, the price will come down. Because if there is someone selling in the cheap price and there is someone selling in the high price, the price itself will adjust themselves and they will also come down. So I just want to assure each and every one, this is the first step. And the second step, maybe the goods which are on ways coming, maybe they will adjust the shooting price in the market.
Otto also says international humanitarian organizations are doing little to help the food insecure population in Northern Barkhazal State. He says residents often see aid agencies stocking food, but they never see the food being distributed.
Sometimes you get the warehouses full of the grains, everything, but after 2-3 days, this thing all disappear. But where is gone?
El Migdad Abdallah, head of the World Food Program Peel Office in Northern Barkhazal State, denies allegations that aid agencies are doing little to help the food insecure population in the area. He says WFP distributes food to only vulnerable people.
So food is not actually supposed to go for every person in the state. Food has to be appropriated. Most of the people, when you do the interviews, you'll find that they don't meet the criteria, because the criteria, as you know, it's based on vulnerability.
Abdallah says WFP is shifting its focus from food distribution to helping communities produce their own food, even in times of drought. The WFP Peel Office in Awil says 150,000 households in Awil South County alone are put insecure. For BOA News, I'm Ho Akoro in Awil.